We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week, alohas to you. Getting underway with hour number two, the Bobby Mac Thursday edition, and as always, your input is welcomed. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to text me, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. So Joe Biden, the savior of the Democrat Party, rides in on his white charger, and he's here to save the day like Mighty Mouse. Although, you know, in this crowded field, it's the one thing I guess Biden has going for him is name recognition. But it's one thing to have your name recognized. It's totally another as to what is attached to that name recognition. And if what's attached to Biden's is human gaffe machine, blundering Biden, all the rest of that, when he gets his first stumble on the campaign trail, as he has done many times in the past, what's going to happen? I mean, he's been around so long, we even have put together audio tributes to Biden and his misspeaks.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain.
I've known eight presidents, three of the minimum.
And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Where is it written we cannot lead the world in the 20th century in making automobiles?
I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
They're gonna put you all back in chains.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anybody's ever done.
Oh, why? To tell you why.
Do you know the website number?
The ocean's near the shore.
The president has a big stick.
I could think of things I never thought before.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper.
And then I'd sit and think some more.
Congressional Republicans already passed in the Republican House what Governor Ryan is promising to give the whole nation.
I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing. My heart all full of pain.
The proof of the pudding's in the eating.
I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Bumbling Biden. And it's not, you know, just so we are clear about this, it's not merely those of us in conservative talk radio that have lampooned the buffoonery of Joe Biden during his 30-plus year, whatever, 40-year political career. I love the moniker that the Democrats have attached to Lunch Bucket Joe, is what they call him. He's a hero of the working man, you know. Yeah, here's a guy who came right out of college. He got elected to the city council in Dover, Delaware, I guess it was. And then they had a long-in-the-tooth United States senator from Delaware who'd been there forever. So Biden ran against him and won. And he's been there ever since. That's it. All of these guys, Biden, Bernie, run down the litany You can't tell the players, even with a program in the Democrat presidential field anymore. How many jobs have they created? What have they ever done in the real world? Professional politicians. That's what they are. But as I started to say, it's not just those of us in conservative talk radio or conservative media that have made fun of Biden. He even, his antics have attracted the attention of, say, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Let's discuss how to properly greet a woman.
Okay, all right. Well, what about a handshake? Is that all right?
Handshake is great.
Good, okay. And what about during that handshake, I go ahead and I tickle her palm a little bit, you know, something like that.
That's not great.
Okay.
I would say no tickling at all.
Really? Even on her birthday? Okay, all right. Okay, what if I see someone that's having a hard day, all right, bear with me here, and I cheer her up by lifting up her shirt and blowing Zerberts on her tummy, you know, just...
Absolutely not.
Okay, let me see what else I got. Oh, am I still allowed to do, you know, something like that gorgeous lift that they do at the end of Dirty Dancing? Is that still okay?
Who would you do that with?
Hell, I don't know. Whoever's strong enough to pick me up, I guess.
You know, as liberal as SNL is, when they're making fun of you as a doofus, you've got a serious problem. But then, you know, remember the words of Joe Biden when he said,
"Don't screw around with me."
Right. He is getting, as you might expect, the anticipated protection from the media, also from those in the ivory towers of academia. Fox News, the public is being denied access to about 2,000 boxes of records from Biden's Senate career, information that spans more than three decades. The University of Delaware, where the Biden archive is stored, says the records might not be available until late 2019, possibly even later. Yeah, possibly as late if he's the candidate, possibly even as late as after the election in 2020. The news coming as the former Veep announced his candidacy for president this morning, joining a crowded Democrat primary field where he's going to immediately stand out, maybe for all the wrong reasons. The latest polls already put him on a par with Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, another leading 2020 candidate. So there is that. President Trump responding to the latest entrant into the Democrat field, saying, good luck, Bernie, Sleepy Uncle Joe. Good luck, Sleepy Joe, in the primaries. It's a crowded field. It's going to be a bloodbath. Don't know if you have the intelligence, doubt it, to be able to survive. But, if you are fortunate enough to survive, Joe, then I'll see you on the campaign trail. So there's that. Bob, interesting that Biden's records are not available by the university, just like Obama's records. Yeah. Take a quick break here. 4:15 in the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back on the other side as we cruise on here on WORD on Thursday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, in the Bobby Mac Show. Yours truly in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time, and Patrick filling in for little Annie Robards back in the news center, bringing you all the breaking news stories.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew, and you're a part of it there on your end of the radio, the speaker side. In on the text line, Bobby, SNL's making fun of Creepy Joe because they're all crazy Bernie supporters. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. One of our Waser traffic spotters informing me 85 southbound where Ridge Road crosses. Utility lines have fallen into the road. Power lines are down. That is the slowdown. Bob, sealed records, everyone, but they all demand to see Trump's tax returns, the party of transparency. Don't worry, Bob. Joe Biden is at least strong enough to take Trump behind the high school bleachers and punch him in the face. Good luck with that. Bob Biden in. This is like boarding an airplane. Those needing assistance board first. Yeah, the party of woke, the socialist Marxist Democrat Party, and their two leading people in the polls are both 70-plus-year-old white guys. To the phones we go. Let's head to Anderson and bring in Ken here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I have a kind of roundabout question about Biden.
Sure.
I know as vice president, he was pretty much over NASA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he would be the president's spokesperson whenever he wanted a certain message to be delivered out, policy change announcement type thing.
Right.
He did that. Now, here's my roundabout. If Clapper told Trump that, he wasn't under investigation and stuff.
Mm-hmm. As he did.
That's part of the dossier thing.
Right.
But prior to that, he was head of the NSA when he got congressional approval for the electronic communications spying out of country.
Wait a second. Who was head of the NSA?
Clapper.
Oh, you're talking about the National Security Advisor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. As National Security Advisor, he oversees all of the intelligence agencies, including NSA.
Right. Now, the time period for the eavesdropping is about to expire, and all the time that they've been getting it renewed, now all of a sudden they don't want it renewed. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Other than being a member of the president's posse, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
what connection does the vice president have with the NSA?
Very little, actually. I'm making an assumption here, but typically Clapper and Brennan, the two top dogs in America's intel agencies, deal on a direct basis with the chief executive. That would have been Obama. Would he even have had Biden in the room? Maybe, but doubtful.
Okay, I knew he had the NASA responsibility, and they would, send out and meet ambassadors or whatever political appearances had to be done. But I didn't know if he had any other administrative function or as any of the national agencies.
Let me share with you a quote that goes way back. There was a guy from Texas. He was one of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's vice presidents, okay? And he was asked about his role and his duties as Veep, and he responded by saying, "Once there was a woman who had two sons. One went to sea, the other became vice president. Neither was ever heard from again." And I believe it was John Nance Garner who said that. and he was right on the money, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
I just didn't know if there was any tying in there or not.
I got you. Well, and it's a worthwhile question because, we know that all of the attempted coup members were involved in this cabal, and wondering if Biden is part of that equation is a fair question, one that has not come up. By the way, so thanks for posing it. 426 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Bob. President Trump will wipe the floor with Joe Plugs Biden. Bobby, if I only had a brain, a perfect fit for Joe Biden, R-O-F-L. Joe Biden, make America like it used to be back in 1862. Bob, I guess cheating on your wife with your dead brother's wife is the progressive way. Ow. That would be Hunter Biden, the aforementioned Hunter Biden, who got himself in a bit of a fix there in Ukraine. At 27 after 4, I think I have time quickly to get to the birthdays for today. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating in this 25th day of April, you share your birthday with D'Angelo Williams, former Panthers and Steelers running back, 36. Tim Duncan, retired NBA star from the Spurs, is 43. Jason Lee is 49. He was Earl Hickey on My Name is Earl, among other things. Renee Zellweger is 50. Bridget Jones and Roxy in Chicago and Dorothy in Jerry Maguire. Gina Torres is 50. She is on Suits. Joe Buck, NFL and Major League Baseball commentator and the former co-host of the NFL Sunday program and postgame shows on Fox. Joe Buck is the big 5-0 today. Hank Azaria is 55, the voice of Chief Wiggum, Moe, and Apu on The Simpsons, and plays baseball announcer Jim Brockmeyer in a Showtime series. Talia Shire, 73, Adrian in the Rocky movie. She's the sister of Godfather director Francis Ford Coppola. Stu Cook, 74, guitarist for Creedence. Bjorn Ulvaeus is 74, member of ABBA. Lynn Goodman, head judge on Dancing with the Stars, is 75 years old. Al Pacino, Godfather actor Michael Corleone, he's 79. Former legendary leader of the Harlem Globetrotters, Meadowlark Women, born in the state in 1932. He passed away 4 years ago. And Ella Fitzgerald, legendary jazz singer, born in 1917, passed away in 1996. 17 days to go until Mother's Day. Back in the day, 300 years ago today, 1719, Robinson Crusoe was published. 145 years ago today, in 1874, the man who invented radio, Guglielmi Marconi, was born in Bologna, Italy. I was standing over his shoulder saying, "Hurry up, I'm ready to go on the air." 72 years ago today, President Truman opened the first White House bowling alley. 29 years ago, the Hubble Space Telescope was put into orbit. 10 years ago, in 2009, Golden Girls superstar Bea Arthur passed away from cancer. And it was 5 years ago, in 2014, the Flint water crisis began. That's the day the city of Flint, Michigan, officials switched the city's water supply over to the Flint River in order to save a quick buck without realizing they were feeding to their citizens contaminated, polluted water. Nice work. Democrats have been running that town forever. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bob, the Russians say Alexander Popov was the inventor of radio. Yeah, that's like, what was it, Godfather 3, where the guy comes in and presents some award to Al Pacino as one of the Godfather, but some unknown Italian guy that really invented radio. Bobby, wasn't it John Nance Garner who also said being vice president wasn't worth a bucket of warm spit from Colonel Ted? I believe it was. John Nance Garner had a way with words. Bobby, one of my Facebook friends posted, "Now I have hope for our country," this morning. Almost made me physically sick. Bob, I have a sneaking suspicion that once the phone spying program ends, all the records incriminating the Democrats will be sealed or destroyed. It will be interesting to see how far Attorney General Bill Barr pursues going after the investigators. Bob, Joe Biden's new slogan, "America, I feel your pain and your butt." Ay, ay, ay. Here's another one. Just can't get past it. It was the Democrats, of course, who invented MoveOn.org, funded by George Soros, during the days of Slick Willie's impeachment. "I want you to listen to me. I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky." It seems Hillary still isn't over her 2016 election defeat. in a fiery op-ed published where else? The Washington Post, or as Mark Levin likes to call it, the Washington Compost. Closer to it. The former Secretary of State and Democrat candidate for president charged special counsel Robert Mueller's report outlined a serious crime against the American people. Yeah, Hillary, one funded by you. Our election was corrupted. Our democracy assaulted. We're not a democracy, by the way, Hillary. It's a constitutional republic. That's why we have the Electoral College. Oh, that's right. You'd like to do away with the Electoral College along with the other Dems. Our sovereignty and security violated. This is the definitive conclusion of Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III's report. It documents a serious crime against the American people. Clinton, who admitted earlier in the column, this is personal for me, and some may say I'm not the right messenger. No kidding. Would you please just sit down and shut up? We're done with you, Felonious Von Pantsuit. Just quietly go away, would you? Then discuss the man who defeated her in 2016 and seemingly warned her party against pushing for impeachment. The debate about how to respond to Trump's sweeping and systematic, to Russia's sweeping and systematic attack. Remind me again, did the Mueller report say that even one vote was changed? No, they didn't. The debate, Hillary wrote, about how to respond to Russia's sweeping and systematic attack and how to hold President Trump accountable for obstructing the investigation and possibly breaking the law. He didn't obstruct the investigation, Hillary, or he would have been indicted by the DOJ for obstruction, which he wasn't. Has been reduced to a false choice. Immediate impeachment or nothing. History suggests there's a better way to think about the choices ahead. My perspective is not just that of a former candidate and target of the Russian plot. What Russian plot? They spent $170,000 on Facebook ads? I'm also a former senator. Oh, blah, blah. Who cares? Meantime, there is this from the website ilovemyfreedom.org. I had not seen this anywhere till today. A Clinton appointee pleaded guilty to treason charges after a federal grand jury indicted her for colluding with foreign agents. According to a press release from the Department of Justice, Candace Marie Claiborne, who worked under both Hillary and Bill Clinton, pleaded guilty to conspiring to defraud the U.S. government, concealing contact with foreign spies, obstructing an official proceeding, and making false statements to the FBI. Claiborne, a 60-year-old veteran State Department employee, possessed a top-secret security clearance and concealed her extensive contacts with Chinese intelligence agents. The indictment indicates that Chinese spies lavished Ms. Claiborne with thousands of dollars in gifts as part of a pay-for-play scheme. In addition to cash payments, Chinese spies also paid Claiborne with vacations, an apartment, Apple electronics, and tuition to a Chinese fashion school. Suggesting she learned tricks from Hillary, her former boss, Claiborne also told her co-conspirators to delete all your emails and evidence after they were busted by federal agents. Candace Marie Claiborne is a U.S. State Department employee who possesses a top security clearance and allegedly failed to report her contacts with Chinese foreign intelligence agents. And it goes on from there. She is accused of violating her oath of office as a State Department employee entrusted with top secret information when she purposefully misled federal investigators about her significant and repeated interactions with foreign contacts. Claiborne began working as an office management specialist at State in 1999 when Bill Clinton was in office. She worked there at Foggy Bottom up until her indictment, including when Hillary served as Secretary of State between 2009 and 2012. Well, isn't that interesting? Seen that on any of the Alphabet Network's evening newscasts? Nope. Nope, don't hold your breath. I got to take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, we go to the phones here on the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. 4:15 now here on WORD. Great to have you along here this Thursday afternoon, anticipating some showers between now and tomorrow morning, 5:09 as we go to the phones. Let's go to Greer and begin with Wes here this afternoon. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the program.
Hey,
doing well. Hey, doing fine, thanks. Everything cruising right along.
Well, you know, there's the word you used about Hillary, would you just go away?
Yeah.
That's why I called.
Please.
Okay. Bobby, I'm beginning to think I must be a very odd individual because, you know, I work every day because I have to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a wife and two kids and a life that I'm, you know, I'm trying to get to the point where hopefully one day when my body is still able to move, I can stop work.
Sure.
Okay, and try to enjoy what little bit of time I have left on this planet. What is wrong with these people? Hillary and Bill extorted, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, what was it, $400 million they had extorted in the Clinton Crime Foundation?
Who knows, you know, okay. what the final tally is.
I mean, what? Why wouldn't she? I mean, I just had to put myself in her place. When I crossed over the $100 million mark, okay, Bobby, I'm going to an island somewhere. I'm going to have my groceries delivered by helicopter, okay? And I'm never going to leave the island again except maybe to go to Disney World. And
well,
that
see,
might be once a year.
Here is where you are not understanding the question of motivation for people like Slick Willie and Felonious Von Pantsuit. They have so much money now and have had since they left the White House and have done
well,
all their...
Well, they were broke, remember?
Well, that's right. Yeah, they had to steal the White House china when they left.
That's right.
But
that's
since
right.
then, of course, with enough million-dollar speeches, they have amassed a bankroll, including, as you mentioned, the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, that their motivation now is not necessarily more money, although greed certainly is a motivating factor. For them, it's all about the power. Because with the power, then comes the ability to sell influence, and that's where the money comes in. So you got to have the power first.
They do not believe, this is my opinion, and you got to get to this point in your life. They don't believe, and I know this is going to be so cliche to some people, but they don't believe in God. They do not understand their own mortality. Their days are numbered.
Yep.
You had better go out and do what you can do. And let me tell you, as other people have said, and I've had this argument with my liberal brother, when Trump was asked by Oprah 30 years ago, when she was fawning all over, you
mm-hmm.
know, when he was a little movie star darling,
right.
okay, and she was out there, oh, Donald, would you please run for president, okay? And he refused from that. He said, oh, no, Lord, no. And then he stopped for a second. And he said, no, wait a second, though. He said, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that. He said, listen, I hope this country is run by people that, and I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, I believe he said people that are smarter than me and can do a better job. But then he looks at her and he says, you know what? If that day ever comes when I don't think those people can do it and they're not, you know what? I might consider a race. And I actually asked myself, and I do believe this, Bob, the man did it because he wanted to make it better.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I agree. I mean, look, sure, it's not money because he has all the money he needs.
He's
and, of course,
all the fame.
And he is not even taking a salary as president. Thank you, Wes. I appreciate the call. Dean is next up. He's in Cashville. Hi, Dean, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, Bob. Regarding the passing of Ed Jensen.
Yes.
I just had to share a story. In 2017,
mm-hmm.
I was at the Spartanburg Republican President's Day dinner.
Okay.
And the governor gave his speech, and he stepped to the back of the room. They were going to get something to eat. I think this was when the dinner was served.
Yeah.
And it was a buffet, and of course the governor was first. He paused, and he, and I don't know for certain, but I believe it was Mr. Jensen. He personally got him something to drink. And I think that was Ed Jensen.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been. So the governor was waiting on Ed.
Ed. Yeah, the governor, and you know, the governor, and that just, I thought I'd share that. That was impressive.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
And you mentioned the vice president.
Yes,
James R. Burns from local Duncan High School is named after.
Yeah,
he worked for FDR, and if anyone in your audience does not know about James R. Burns, they should look him up. Their mind will be blown. The reason I mention him is because when FDR died, he was the one who told Harry Truman about the atomic bomb.
Yeah. And Truman said he felt as if a full barnload of hay had fallen on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great stuff.
If your audience doesn't know about Mr. Burns, when I found out about him, that was an impressive individual.
Yeah, no question. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate the call. Hour number two is zipped on past. Stand by. 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily congested, appropriately, hour of the Bobby Mac Show, is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.